The Cleveland Cavaliers will get their chance for revenge over the Golden State Warriors. The two teams will meet in the NBA Finals beginning tomorrow night. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this is a rematch of last year's championship series when the Cavs lost in six games, but things are much different this year.
Amanda, Golden State should be an overwhelming favorite, while at the same time saying this is the best Cavs team I have ever seen. So where do you want to start with this?
Yeah, I'm confused, especially because Golden State's had a much more difficult road to the finals than the Cavs have.
Right, but here's the deal on Golden State. They won the title last year, right? Mm-hmm. What did they do in the regular season?
They broke a record for the most wins in the regular season.
Nobody won more games in a regular season ever than Golden State. Mm-hmm. Okay, so defending champions who then have a historic regular season. Now, they had some problems in the playoffs. They're down 3-1, and then what happened?
They won the next 3 games.
Next 3 games. They became only the 10th team in NBA history to be down 3-1 in a playoff series and come back and win. Mm-hmm. All right. Who has a home court advantage in this series?
Golden State.
In the regular season, how many home games did Golden State lose?
Just 2.
And how many playoff games did they lose?
1.
All right. It's an old arena in Oakland. Mm-hmm. Fans are right on top of you. It is a tough place to play. So that's why I say, you know, objectively looking at it, that Golden State should be favored.
But?
Well, Cavs have a chance. I've already had some of my friends make me, don't make any predictions. Your predictions are so bad.
But you did predict the Toronto Cavs series would go 6 games. And
yeah, but they forgot about that. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I'll jinx them. I will say this, and I've seen all the Cavs teams since 1970. I'm old enough to do that, and I wasn't like 3 years old in 1970. I mean, I was really old enough to see them. Mm-hmm. The Cavs have never had a better basketball team in terms of sheer talent than the one they're taking into this series. Most years, against most teams, I think they would have been favored. But they are facing a team that is making history and almost has a sense of destiny in Golden State. Mm-hmm. The Cavs are a team with history has been against it. They can't even spell destiny, any of the Cleveland teams.
Right.
But they are talented and they are good.
And they've stayed healthy, which they couldn't last season.
Exactly. I mean, the obvious things are that Kyrie Irving, you know, played 1 game in the finals. Actually, it's the best playoff game he played in the whole postseason last year. But that's also the game the Cavs lost in overtime and he fractured his kneecap and that was the end of him.
Right.
Kevin Love didn't play at all. But there's a third thing the Cavs have going for them that's good.
What's that?
LeBron hasn't had to carry a big load like he did in the last pro season, and he says his body feels as good as it has in several years, and I believe that, just the way he's running and jumping. I mean, last year, it's amazing you go back and look. They did make that series go 6 games against Golden State, and LeBron and a bunch of guys, basically.
Right, exactly.
So there is hope. But it's going to be difficult. I mean, look, if you're a Cleveland sports fan, you know whatever it finally ends, whatever team finally wins a title, it will be some enormous upset because we all know the stars and planets and fate and everything else. And, of course, the establishment of whatever sport it is lines up against Cleveland sports teams, always.
Right. We're always the underdog.
Always the underdog.
No matter what.
So you do have the best Cavs team ever. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. LeBron is 2-5 in his career in the finals. Now, some people hold that against him. I say there's like 3 or 4 of those teams never should have been in the finals. He just got them there.
Right.
But he's sick of losing in the finals. So you'll see, you know, a very determined LeBron James.
Game 1 of the series is Thursday night in Golden State. It's going to be an exciting series.
Amanda, I probably have not looked forward to an NBA playoff series with the Cavs. Maybe back when I was delusional about 20-some years ago and I thought they might knock off Michael Jordan in one of those series. I know better. But this time, the Cavs have their own number 23, and it gives them a chance.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.